The insecurities and frustrations for black men that attract them to the manosphere is pretty much the same as their white counterparts, except that those frustrations, the financial insecurity, the ugly breaks up and divorces, child custody battles, etc., are all made a bit more complicated by structural racism. And along with that, because of structural racism, they also are dealing with high death rates, lower access to healthcare, and barriers to a lot of the ways that the manosphere preaches for seeking self-help. Historically, the nature of patriarchy has mostly excluded black men in a traditional sense. Black men as a whole have never fully encapsulated the patriarchal image of father knows best, doting wife, two kids, and a dog. Even those black men that did have those things were always still barred from the full essence of what that framework was supposed to offer in terms of respect and stability. You can be black and be the man of the house and the man in your neighborhood, but you were still going to be called boy when the police came around. Plenty of black men between the 1920s and the 1960s contributed to traditional male-centered communities and played roles as patriarchs in them, only for them to be burned down by white terrorist mobs. However, I would argue that more typically, the black manosphere grows out of conservative pro-black movements,